Ezekiel chapter 18. The word of Yahweh came to me again, saying, What do you mean that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, Their fathers have eaten the sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? So Ezekiel was with the captives in Babylon. They'd been taken captive from Judah into Babylon. But the people were blaming it on their fathers, whereas God wanted them to repent, so that he could return them to their land. But they weren't repenting, and the excuse they were giving is, well, it wasn't us, we didn't do anything wrong, it was our fathers, whereas they had sinned. As I live, says the Lord, you will not use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so is the soul of the Son, and the soul who sins will die. Now, the word translated soul, it really means the person, nefesh, it means the person. So the soul is the person, and of course the person dies, the soul who sins will die. So it is not true to say, as some people do, that we have an immortal soul. You don't go on living after you're dead, and you don't have this soul that keeps on going on. So because people have had that wrong idea, that you've got this immortal soul, that after you're dead you go somewhere, they've invented the idea that you go to hell, as they call it, like a place of fire and punishment if you're wicked. If you're good, you go to heaven. Well, the Bible teaches none of that. Hell is the grave, and we don't go to heaven when we die. Instead, we are going to be unconscious until Jesus comes back, and then there's the resurrection of the body. The wicked are punished with the second death, which is death, unconsciousness forever, and the righteous will live forever in God's kingdom on the earth. So, if a man is just and does what is lawful and right, has not eaten on the mountains, that's gone up to the high places and offered sacrifices to idols, nor has defiled his neighbour's wife, nor come near to a woman in her impurity, and has not wronged any, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has not robbed anything, has given his food to the hungry, has covered the naked with a garment, he who has not given forth his money for interest, who has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, who has executed true justice between men, has walked in my laws to deal truly. He is just, he will surely live, says the Lord. If he fathers a son who is a robber, a shedder of blood, and who does all these things, eats on the mountains, wrongs the poor and needy, steals things, lends his money on interest, he will surely die. His blood will be upon him. But if he has a son who sees all his father's sins which he has done, and sees them and does not do them, who does not do wrong to others and oppress the poor and needy, he will not die for the sin of his father, he will surely live. But his father, because he did what was wrong before me, he will die in his sin. Yet you say, why doesn't the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the Son has done what is lawful and right and has kept my laws, he will surely live. The soul that sins will die. The Son will not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. That means they won't. To carry iniquity means to take the judgment for sin, for iniquity. So he's labouring the point that God deals with everybody as individuals. And that means the fact that your parents may be believers does not guarantee you at all to be saved. All they can do is to put you on the path that goes to God's kingdom. It can't be so that you get saved because of your parents. And likewise, if your parents are sinful and unbelievers, it doesn't mean that you've got no chance. You can see the fruit of their life and change. So in the context, Ezekiel's saying this because the Jews who were in captivity refused to repent, and they said, we don't need to repent. Our fathers were the sinners. And God's punishing us unfairly. And Ezekiel's saying, no, you're being punished for your own sins. And then there's a great verse. Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, says the Lord, and not rather that he should repent from his way and live? So God does not take pleasure in the death of wicked people. And when we're weak and we doubt our salvation, we've got to remember that God wants to save us. And Jesus, in Hebrew, is Yahushua, Yahweh saves. He's a saviour. That's what he loves doing. He doesn't like having to punish people. And you see that with all the times he says to Judah, I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to judge you and destroy you. And he doesn't, or he delays it. Because he really loves to save, and he does not enjoy at all the death of the wicked. So he's not like some god or idol that they tended to believe in, who rubbed his hands and licked his lips at the thought of punishing somebody. Not at all. But when the righteous turns away from his righteousness and commits sin, shall he live? No, none of his righteous deeds that he's done will be remembered. In his sin that he has sinned, he will die. Well, that's a sober warning, because you can grow up as a believer, continue as a believer, but you've got to believe all your life. Because if you're old and you turn away at the end, then according to what it says here, you will die in your sins. That's why you've got to respect people who've lived a long life and have consistently been believers and still are believers. That's why also I feel sorry in a way for young people who believed, although I was also young when I believed. Because we have had to continue believing all our lives. You've got to keep on in the way. Yet you say the way of the Lord isn't fair. How is my way not fair? Aren't your ways unfair? It's amazing how God actually bothers reasoning with these people, but he so wants to save them. I mean, this is God Almighty in heaven itself. And these people on earth saying he's not fair. When the righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits sin and dies in it, in his sin that he's done, he will die. And when the wicked man turns from his wickedness and does what is right, he will save himself alive. Because he's turned away from his sins, he will surely live and will not die. You think of the thief on the cross who repented at right the last minute. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fair. Therefore I will judge you, house of Israel, each one according to his ways. That's the idea, that each of us are personally responsible to God. So repent from your sins, so that sin will not be your ruin. And again, the whole section concludes, I have no pleasure in the death of him who dies, says the Lord. Therefore, turn yourselves and live. Repent and live. So we also should have no pleasure in seeing the death of people who are dying in their sins. We need to beg them like this. Look, God doesn't want you to die like that. He doesn't want that to be the outcome. Change.